are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's time now we go into our scripture in motion, and we are going to be looking today at the beauty of meekness in a proud world as we continue with our series. Mfundisi Andrew Beauty is the one who is taking us through this conversation, and he is already standing by to share with us this afternoon. And so we invite you to come through, and let's hear what your take is on this conversation, meekness and issues of low confidence. While sometimes confused together, are actually distinct concepts, right? And the invitation is that you and I, my friend, are not found mixing the two or interchanging them. They don't mean the same thing. Meekness and humility are not about thinking of oneself as unimportant or worthless, which often leads to pride, right? Because we think they're not, therefore we think we're proud. No. God does not want us to have low self-esteem. So we should not strive to have an attitude toward ourselves that is negative. That's a call, that's an invitation, that's an encouragement to look yourself at yourself in a positive light. So we are going to be chatting on Mfundisi Andrew Phiri, who we are about to connect with as we make this discussion a practicality. And this is scripture in motion, meaning we want to utilize this word of encouragement in everyday life as we perambulate this journey of life. So let's have a chat with him. And he joins us now on the line. Moruti, good morning. I mean, good afternoon, rather. And welcome to the segment.
And thank you for having me on.
Only a pleasure, sir. Trusting that you're doing okay?
I am. I'm doing very well.
Marvelous stuff. Marvelous. Thanks again, Pastor, for availing yourself. And apologies that we missed our previous segment. And maybe in light of that previous segment, can we just allow you perhaps a five-minute slot to just summarize what that study was all about that we were needing to have yesterday?
So yesterday, I think what we're generally looking at is how the culture views meekness,
okay,
and why it might push back.
Mm.
And I think simply it is that meekness is usually perceived to be weakness.
Yeah.
But from the definition we gave, is that meekness is strength under control.
Mm. Mm.
And so it's honorable to keep your strength under control, right? But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's Christian because you have Jesus hanging on the cross and him being teased, why don't you call the angels? And he could call one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whose one sweep would have leveled the entire crowd, but he did not. He kept all of that under control. And so meekness is beautiful and attractive in that sense that it makes us like Christ.
Amen, amen. And I think it's a counterculture approach, right? To say the world would have us believe in meekness as a weakness, but actually you're going against it and saying, if actually you knew, you would not be looking at me in such a manner. And maybe re-emphasize, Pastor, if you will, this idea of when you look at it from that perspective. I mean, I think it's Proverbs who says, greater is the one who masters his own spirit than the one who takes the city. Sometimes there is no applause, and sometimes that then becomes almost a discouragement for people to be meek, because the one who is celebrated is the one who conquers the city, not the one who tames his spirit. Then there's no accolades. Mm-hmm. Oh, well done, Andrew. Look at you being in touch with who you are. We always like, what did you achieve, Andrew? What? You went and you mastered the whole city is in, under your finger. You know, that's what we celebrate. How do we balance that?
So I think it's Galatians chapter 5
mm-hmm.
that gives us this picture, I think from verse 19, tells us the fruit of the spirit, of the works of the flesh. And then it comes to give us the fruit of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit.
Yeah.
And when talking about the fruit of the spirit, there is self-control. And that self-control is that very control we're talking about that, like he says, bridle your tongue.
Yeah.
So to know who you are, whose you are, what power you wield, but to be able to keep it in check. And that's why I was saying the other day that when you don't have ability, there's no meekness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
When you do come to know who you are in Christ, then you know what damage you can do if you we're not under control. Yes.
If you don't have ability, then you can't say you're meek.
Yeah, almost... you know, like I'm being humble, but you're broke.
There's nothing you're to celebrate yourself. You anyway. You're just being yourself. In actual fact, you're more dangerous because you do have now opportunity. Then we'd get to see things that we had never seen.
Right.
I'm tempted to make mention of another author who makes it really scary, this idea to say, hey, others are counted sinners in heaven because it's not that they have committed sin, but that they just lacked opportunity. And God is knowing, should you have opportunity, my friend, you are a goner.
and that's a good many in the church.
Yeah.
Just lacking opportunity.
Oh, may God help us. May God help us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's jump to today's conversation, Pastor. Where does meekness come from? Can we will ourselves, make ourselves, train ourselves to be meek?
I think that the same Galatians 5:23 mm-hmm. gives us this picture of what meekness meekness comes from, that it's part of the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's not a natural trait. Mm-hmm. Naturally, I want to be celebrated. I want to be seen. Mm-hmm. I want to be heard. And, you know, I'm like, you know, the way Lucifer was, mm-hmm. wanting to mm-hmm. be at the top mm-hmm. of everything. But when God comes in through the Spirit of God, then this trait of meekness comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you make mention of Lucifer. I always feel like it was a setup. I guess we will definitely need that 1,000 years to get our questions answered. Because, I mean, mm-hmm. and going to your earlier point of how for you to be meek, you must have ability. Because Lucifer was beautiful. He had something to say. Guys, look at me. Right. I'm the one. I'm like the cream of God's crop, you know. And he then went to really showcase and settle on that. But I always say, you know what, if he was really made too beautiful, you know, I mean, if you hear how he's described in the scriptures, in the pen of inspiration, you know, and all that he possessed, and the abilities, the music, the singing, and, you know, all these, and you're like, how did he have any other choice than to say, come on, guys, what do you mean? Don't you mean I'm not the favorite one, you know? But yeah, I guess we need heaven to help us address those things. When you say meek is coming from God and you attribute it to the fruit of the Spirit, are we monopolizing then meekness, Moruti, to say it's only a Christian concept? You can't find anybody who's not Christian or even atheistic, who's not affiliated to any belief system or a God system, who is meek. They can't be meek. They mimic it, but they're not it.
I would say it's maybe an exclusive is in the word.
Okay.
But it's exclusive to people that are, or to creatures of God, or God's creation. Yes, I think that's the word. In that anyone who is created by God in his image has got this chance or this ability in them to possess some of these things.
Okay.
Because I'm referring to Romans chapter 2, verse 14 to 16. Mm. For when the Gentiles who don't have
keep do the law. Yeah. Are they not a law unto themselves?
Written upon their hearts.
Yeah.
So that's the one I'm referring to. And it's just the idea that there are people that are not believing like we do. But it doesn't mean they're not created in the image of God. Like, we don't become created in the image of God when we become Christian. Mm. We are created in the image of God as we are created. And so for that, you will find people that are not believing who carry these traits.
Yeah.
But then Romans chapter 2, verse 14 to 16 speaks to us as to why they have those characteristics. Mm.
Mm. And what are those characteristics? What would you really classify a meek person to possess? What are we looking for?
So I would be looking for patience. Okay. Patience with others.
Okay.
I'd be looking for one who's slow to anger. I'd be looking for one who's humble in spirit. I'd be looking for someone who is teachable, someone who doesn't think they know it all. Mm. Someone who will sit quietly and learn.
All right.
I'd be looking for someone who's forgiving. Mm. Someone who's gentle, confident, yes, but gentle.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. quite fascinating a list there regarding what a meek person is all about. Can one know whether they're meek or humble, or just perhaps it's low self-confidence? I mean, when we look at that, you know, you're not wanting to be proud, you're not wanting to be arrogant, you're not that assertive. Can I differentiate to say, no, I think this is just low self-esteem what I'm facing. It's not meek. I'm not humble at all.
Yeah.
Can I tell?
I think there are questions you can ask.
Okay.
Am I avoiding this conflict because I'm afraid? Mm. Because I know I will be beaten terribly.
Okay. Okay.
Or am I avoiding this conflict for the sake of peace? Mm. I think the answer to the second question of seeking peace is in the scriptures, and it's an invitation to live at peace with everyone.
All right.
And such, but I don't know if there's anywhere where the Bible says avoid conflict for the sake of fear, because I know scripture says he has not given us a spirit of fear,
true,
but of power, of love, and a sound mind.
Yeah.
Then the other questions, why do I value people's opinions? What's the reason? Is it because I respect them or because I doubt myself? So okay. Those will begin to reveal to you whether you're really meek or you just have a low self-esteem.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. I like that. Ask yourself these questions. I think they are very poignant questions that can really then clear the air as to where do you stand. Because sometimes you just don't have anything to say, to offer to the conversation,
right,
or even points to raise to the argument. And you think, let me just keep quiet because I'm meek. And, you've got nothing to offer, Baba.
Yeah.
Interesting. Meekness, how does it relate to our faith in Buddhism, especially our relationship with God? Where does it rank in, and how does it weigh in on that discussion?
First of all, I think it's because it relates very well to Christ. So it's Christ-like.
Okay.
And then it reflects this characteristic of surrender to God's will. So it's the character of Christ that says, not my will, but your will.
All right.
So it's yielding to God's timing, realizing that, okay, I could blow my own horn right now, but I'm going to choose to keep quiet, because a time is coming when my actions or the fruit of my life will speak for themselves. Yes.
I like that. And may God help us to have that interview in that regard. I think we struggle to trust the process.
Right.
To allow
the right
to reveal what the matter is. When we talk about meekness, how does it help us to be teachable and receptive of God's word, and especially in the area of trust, when things are tough or things you can't see the hand of God and you must just trust he's there and he's working in your favor?
Yeah, that's a good one. And I think it comes from being a lifelong student, or seeing yourself as a child of God, being able to sit at his feet and learn from him and receive correction without pride. You know, because sometimes you want to be tempted to say, but God, I've done so much for you. How can I be going through this still? That perhaps God wants you to learn something through that.
Yeah.
Also, just being able to, meekness helps us to become people who are able to allow the word of God to shape our decisions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For us to know that we are not wise or wiser than God, and that he's, in fact, where my wisdom ends, people have said that's where the foolishness of God begins. That statement makes me a little uncomfortable, but it's deep. You know, that where my wisdom ends is where the foolishness of God begins. And his wisdom hasn't even started. You know, so to know that he's wise beyond my imagination. Mm. Yeah.
Now, I want us to conclude, Muruti, especially with this idea of God and his wisdom and how he is going to give the earth not to the conqueror. I mean, earlier on, we're talking about the mighty conquering a city. And he says, no, this world, I'm not giving it to the mighty. I'm giving it to the meek.
Yeah.
I mean, Psalm 37:11 speaks about how the meek are the ones who inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, Matthew Christ says, because they will inherit. Well, what does that actually mean? And how does meekness enable people to inherit the earth? What's that all about?
Because the meek don't grasp for control.
Okay.
And as such, God can trust them with influence. They will not hurt. They will not step on another to get up.
All right.
And as such, God can trust them to look after the earth. Because the ones who are not meek will destroy the earth for their own sake. But the meek ones understand, I think, a little more that this earth is God's. No matter how much they own, God still owns the earth.
All right.
They are content with where they are and what they have, and they enjoy the earth with less striving. So he can trust them with the earth, and the earth will be beautiful when the meek have control over it, because it's going to be that beauty he created it to be, if I can put it that way.
Quite fascinating. And I like that. I think it reminds me of the problem in Shona Mugotino Piwa Nyerere, the child who receives the gifts and the niceties from the parents are the ones who are quiet and not clamoring, "Hey, Mimi, give me. You know, the ones who are quiet are the ones who receive the blessing. Yeah, but there's a counter also. The child who doesn't cry will die on the mother's back because they're just quiet. Yeah. They will never get their attention.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that balance is really important to grasp. Muruti, thank you for sharing wisdom with us again today. Truly, truly appreciate your meekness. May God bless you. Any closing remarks?
Thank you so much. I think it's possible to just know where your heart is from reading from people. And those are things that we must be listening to, feedback from people and what scripture says about our behavior.
Yes. Ah, wonderful. Thank you so much, Pastor. And until we chat again tomorrow, may God keep you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you also.
Amen. That's Pastor Abiud talking to us this afternoon as we're trying to make sense of issues of meekness. And in this theme this week, Scripture in Motion, the beauty of meekness as we see it in a proud world.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.